Gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stein, and thank you to all panelists from the countries with which we share the Quito process. Very briefly, I'd like to say that in 2015, in Argentina, there were 8,000 Venezuelans living there. This figure over a five-year period multiplied by 20, and today there's approximately 170,000 Venezuelans with residence status. A high number of them are refugee status and asylum seekers. All of these require international protection. Many of them have already been recognized as such. The Venezuelans have held number 15, from number 15 to 1 as of the year 2018. Argentina, in spite of the suspension of Venezuela as a state to Mercosur, recognizes unilaterally the benefits of the agreement on residence for nationals from Mercosur. This hasn't been enough, however, and there was a need to make the requirements smoother for residence applications by accepting the birth certificates of those under the age of 9 as the only valid document, and also by accepting criminal records that haven't been stamped, as well as accepting expired passports that have been expired up to 2 years as being valid, because it is impossible for Venezuelan citizens to have access to that documentation. All of them benefit from the public free of charge health system in Argentina, and also the education system at the primary, secondary and university levels, on the same footing in terms of free of charge and possibilities of having access to education as nationals. In spite of the fact that our country doesn't have a convention to recognize degrees with Venezuela, the authorities from the Ministry of Education have a unified procedure to validate university diplomas of Venezuelans. Also, priority has been attached to them in differential treatment to all of those primary and secondary school students with incomplete studies, so that they can continue with their studies in Argentina. We have a serious problem. 83% of immigrants coming to Argentina are in the federal capital and in the metropolitan area. That is why we are working in re-guiding migration flows through various conventions, such as a convention with the Jujuy province for healthcare professionals, doctors, and other healthcare professionals. Also in the Chubut province, several Venezuelans are benefiting from this, and also engineers in the Neuquén province. To conclude, with respect to asylum seekers and refugees, it's important to highlight the fact that we have the Cartagena Declaration to recognize them as refugees. And in addition to prioritizing dealing with cases of Venezuelans as refugees, also, they benefit from assistance provided to them in reorientation centers for migrants and refugees, which is located in the federal capital, in Constitución. And they have also benefited from the conclusion of a process to strengthen CONADE, which is working currently on the possibility of CONADE having funds to integrate refugees.